You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
How to Protect Yourself After the Next Big Corporate Hack by Brian Barrett. At this point, it's safe to assume that everyone's been affected by one mega breach or another. But when the next Equifax debacle happens, know that there's plenty you can do to help dampen the fallout. When a big company that has your personal information, like passwords or credit card numbers, gets hacked, it means, in a way, that you got hacked too. At the very least, it means some of your most sensitive information out there in the ether, just waiting for a hacker or identity thief to make your life miserable. The most frustrating part of these breaches, whether they affect 70 million people like the 2014 Target hack, 143 million like the recent Equifax bungle, 500 million like a Yahoo hack disclosed last year, or 3 billion people like yet another Yahoo attack, is that there's nothing you can do to prevent them, other than becoming an internet hermit, so that no one has your info in the first place. As nice as that sounds, it's also totally impractical. But don't give up hope. While there's only so much you can do, the options available to you can make a big difference. First, confirm if you've been directly impacted. For the biggest breaches like Equifax, companies will often set up a dedicated website that cross-checks your info against impacted accounts. Unlike Equifax, they usually don't screw it up to an alarming degree. You should also check out a site called Have I Been Pwned? And yes, that's the real name. Security researcher Troy Hunt has made it his mission to collect info from as many breaches as possible. So far, it's logged nearly 5 trillion accounts. Have I Been Pwned shows you not just if you've been impacted, but the specific type of information that may have been exposed. That way you'll know if it's time to change your password or cancel your credit cards or both. Speaking of which, if your info was caught up in a breach, change your passwords not just for whichever company or service leaked them, but anywhere else you might reuse it. And speaking of that, don't reuse passwords. Get a password manager instead. If the breach potentially includes extra-sensitive information, like credit card or social security numbers, companies sometimes offer free credit monitoring for a year, maybe more. Go ahead and sign up for that. It'll help you act fast in the event that someone uses your info to try to open a credit account in your name. Just remember that the threat doesn't fade after the free monitoring does, especially in the most dramatic cases. Pilfered data can float around the dark web for years. And social security numbers aren't like passwords. They're really hard to change. So keep a close eye on your bank accounts, basically, forever. In fact, the most galling part of all this is that you should probably be doing that sort of monitoring anyway, Large companies are notoriously slow to fully disclose breaches. Uber even paid off hackers to hide a 57 million user breach for a full year. Breaches are frustrating and scary, but also so common these days that it's easy to just throw up your hands. But it's worth a little vigilance to help stave off the serious headaches that having your identity stolen or accounts taken over would cause.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.